Hi, this is Jeremy Perlman speaking to you on a recorded line. Who I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hello, Jeremy. This is Lyric Birch.
Okay. And last name B-U-R-C-H, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then we are speaking on a recorded line, of course, and you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit, that is correct?
Yes.
All right. And you do not already have an attorney in regards to this, right?
No.
And then you are willing to affirm you have not signed any paperwork in regards to this with another law firm?
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then it was you that used the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yeah.
All right. And were you diagnosed with the cancer after using the hair relaxer, such as endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
Rough.
Yeah. When were you diagnosed with the ovarian cancer?
What was that? March of 2024, this year.
March of this year?
16th,
okay.
To be exact.
15th? Okay. All right. And what was the hospital you were diagnosed at or the doctor's name?
The doctor?
Or the hospital or the facility's name?
John Hopkins.
John Hopkins?
Yeah, John Hopkins, Maryland, St. Joseph
Saint
Medical Saint. Center.
Okay, St. Joseph's. In what state? I'm sorry.
Oh, Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore, okay. I thought I heard you say that. I just want to make sure. Baltimore, Maryland. And you said St. Joseph's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the one in Towson?
Yeah, the
okay.
Medical Center.
Yeah, it's the University of Maryland St. Joseph's Medical Center in Osler Drive in Towson, Maryland.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Let me put the address down here. Put their number here. Okay. And just to confirm, you are not diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee. That is correct?
Correct.
All right. And you did use the hair relaxer or any brand more than four or more times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, I used it 5 times.
Okay. About 5 times a year, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And you are a resident of the United States. That is correct, Lyric?
Yes.
All right. And what is your date of birth?
5/23/1995.
5/23/95, right?
Yeah.
And never diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome, that is correct?
Correct.
And then were any other family members or loved ones affected by the hair relaxers with similar type of female reproductive cancers?
No.
Okay, no worries. And then the main state you used the hair relaxer in, was that Maryland?
Yes. All
right. And then when did you start using it? When did you stop using it? Just yearly. Just you can give me rough estimates, just year-wise.
Okay, I started yearly around February 2008, and I had stopped in March of 2024.
Okay. I'll just put March 1st of 2024. So 2008 to 2024. Let me do the math on that. It's about 16.
Yep.
So about 16 years you used it. That sounds correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct.
Yep. And then, did you receive the hair electric treatments in a salon or at home?
Salon.
Okay, salon. Sorry about that. I sneezed. I'm sorry. And then you don't have any. You don't have any receipts like that or anything.
No.
Okay, no, no worries. And then the brand name of the product, was it L'Oreal Dark and Lovely Motions Organic Root Simulator?
It was L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Yep. I almost always just want to, every person I speak with, it's that same one too. And then
that was like a really, that's what we thought it was a really, that was like a really popular, like good one to use.
Yeah. But it probably was the best one for it. It probably worked the best, but. It's just I always read those first three, and there's like 10 more to read, but always it's Dark and Lovely by L'Oreal. And then This question is worded slightly weirdly, but did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for 1 year? So it did happen, correct?
I can't really understand. Yeah. Can you say it again?
Yeah. Your cancer diagnosis happened 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for 1 year, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, it's worded a little weird. And then what treatments have you received or are still receiving?
So I'm still I'm done with all my treatments.
Okay. What did you receive? Was it chemo, immunotherapy, and things of that nature?
I did the chemo, mm-hmm. the immunotherapy, the trans vaginal.
Okay.
Did
they give you medication as well for pain?
Yeah.
Okay. Pain
they
medication.
Gave me codeine and morphine.
Yep. You can imagine going through the chemo. It's hard. And then when did your treatment start roughly? Was it pretty soon after you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it like a week later? So like the 21st of March?
Yes, it was like a couple of days. Yeah, about a week, 4 or 5
yeah.
days.
Yep. I'm just going to put March 21st. Is that that's in there around that area?
Okay.
That's fine?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the treating doctor and or the facility, is it the same? Did you also go to University of Maryland, St. Joseph's in Towson?
Well, for the treatment?
Yeah. Or were you treated somewhere else?
I was diagnosed at university, but then I went for my treatments. I went to in Baltimore for the same place, Johns Hopkins. Johns Hopkins, yeah.
Johns Hopkins, okay.
You need the address for that.
Baltimore, 1 second. The Johns Hopkins Hospital, the one on Orleans Street, or is it the one on Wolf Street?
Mm-hmm. Orleans.
Orleans, okay. And that's where you went for treatment as well?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, not treatment, diagnosis as well?
No, I was diagnosed at...
at the University of... Okay, okay, the one in Towson. Okay, I just want to confirm. Okay, thank you. All right. Treating address is this. Orleans Street. I'll put their number, the hospital number.
And I had to get, I don't think I mentioned that I had to get the hysterectomy also.
Surgery as well. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's when they had to remove both of my ovaries.
Okay.
Uterus and my cervix, all that crazy stuff.
Yep. They did a full hysterectomy?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. And then here's a redundant question as we were just speaking about a hysterectomy, but can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. Yeah. Sorry about that. And then first name Lyric, correct? Lyric?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I know I confirmed the spelling of your last name when we first started speaking, but Birch, B-U-R-C-H.
Correct.
Okay. And you're not a senior, junior, second, third, or anything like that?
No.
Okay. All right. And then what is your social?
312.
Mm-hmm.
45.
Mm-hmm.
02 73.
Okay. And then email I have for you is its1lb@gmail.com.
Correct.
All right. And then this is the best number to reach you on, I take it, 240-755-7500.
Yeah.
And it's a cell phone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And when the attorneys reach out to you, would the best time be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Morning. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Lyric, what is your best physical address?
27. Mm-hmm. 03
mm-hmm.
Beach with 2 E's instead of an A.
Mm-hmm.
Beachland Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland.
You said Beachland, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the zip code?
21214.
21214, okay. 14, okay. And this is a house, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Maryland. 21214. Okay. And then there are medical records that support your diagnosis at either hospital, correct?
Yeah.
All right. And you don't happen to have a copy of them, right? The hospital would have them?
No, but I can get them if I need to.
Okay. All right. Let me put that in here. Can get the medical records if the lawyers just want to know if they need to get them or not, but I'll put that in there too. So it makes it easier for you. So you don't have to, you know, go deal with the hospital and get the records. They'll get them. And then would you like to add an emergency contact for this?
No.
Okay. All right. N-A-N-A-N-A. Let me put this stated. Can get records if needed. She can get needed. Okay. And then I'm going to confirm everything, like spelling, and just I'm going to ask basically confirm all these questions and make sure I got everything right, just so nothing's wrong on the document. I'm going to send you a DocuSign. We'll complete that. It'll take like a minute, and then that'll give permission so we can start pulling the records and get the claim started for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then, Lyric, you would like to, of course, participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. You do not have an attorney, and it was you that did use the hair relaxer chemicals within the last 20 years. That all sounds correct?
Yeah.
All right. And then, unfortunately, you were, of course, diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And that was around 3:15 of 2024 at University of Maryland St. Joseph Medical Center in on 7601 Osler Drive in Towson, Maryland. That all sounds correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And then you were, of course, were not in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee. And it was you did use the hair relaxer brand four or more times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer. And we put around five times in a single year. That sounds correct?
Yeah.
Right. All right. And then you are a resident of the United States?
Yeah.
That is correct. And then birthday of 5/23/1995?
Yeah.
Right. And never had breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. Used the hair relaxer in Maryland and then started using around February, so 2008 till around March of 2024. And that's around 16 years.
Yeah.
All right, and use it about bi-monthly or so. The hair relaxer got it done at a salon, no receipts, which is fine. L'Oreal Dark and Lovely. And then your cancer diagnosis did happen two or more years after you first started using the product regularly.
Yeah.
That all is correct. All right. And then, of course, you received chemotherapy, immunotherapy. You had the hysterectomy and then pain medication. Treatment date, we estimated around March 21st of 2024. And this is at Johns Hopkins Hospital on 1800 Orleans Street in Baltimore, Maryland.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, of course, you are a female. Lyric, L-Y-R-I-C. Last name, Birch, B-U-R-C-H. And then, is it okay if I repeat your social back to you?
Mm-hmm.
212-450-273.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm just going to confirm your email one more time and address. Email is its1lb@gmail.com. And then, mailing address is 2703 Beachland Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, and Beachland is B-E-E-C-H land.
Yeah.
Okay, and then 21214 zip code, and there are medical records that exist for your diagnosis.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you don't have a copy, but you would be able to get a copy if needed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I left the emergency contact blank, and then I'm going to send you a text right now. 1 second.
I may not get the text. My phone is, I'm having some troubles with my phone. Is it possible you could email it to me?
Yeah, I emailed it and texted it.
Okay.
It should have came through right now. If you didn't get the text, it got sent to your email. It'll be from Jeremy. It'll say Jeremy Perlman wants to send you a DocuSign.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So just open that. And then if you're doing it through email, I'm not sure if it has an allow in the beginning. It might, you just want to say yes or allow, and then you'll see a yellow continue, and then hit the yellow start, and then it'll take you in the document, and then you draw your signature. I'm sure you've done them in the past. So, and then let me send you all the information. If you have any questions, too, let me know. I can always help with it. Hold on. And then let me send you the information once you do finish. Where is this? There we go. Yep, I see you're in it right now. And then once you finish, hit finish, let me know.
Okay.
Yep, you finished it. I just got the email. And then I'm going to text you from my direct number. Let me know if you get this text. If not, I'll email it to you. It'll come from a 949 number. Did you get that text from the 949? You got it?
No.
No?
No, I didn't get it.
Okay. Let me email. Did you do that? Did you do the DocuSign through email?
Huh?
Did the DocuSign also come through email, or was it? Did you get through text?
Yeah, I did it through email.
Okay, it's 1lb@gmail.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Law. I'm gonna put hair. I'm gonna just put the subject as hair relaxer lawsuit attorney info, and then I will just send you this. So my direct number is. 1 second. I don't know my direct number offhand. Whoops. Hold on. Oh, here we go. Okay. It's like your cell phone. It's, you know, you never call your own phone. So.
I know,
but,
right?
And then.
I only know mine, so it's easy.
Yeah, your number's. Oh, yeah. 7555-7500. That's super easy to remember. And then. I'm going to email you right now. Let me make sure all this is correct. It's A4D. It is A4D. Yes, it is A4D. Okay. You should get an email right now. It'll be from me, Jeremy, at Mass Tort Strategies. It could have gone to your spam. I doubt it, but it could have. It'll be from my name, Jeremy, at Mass Tort. You could look up. T-O-R-T. If you don't get it, I can give you a pen and paper to write everything down too. So, or you can get it, you know, we can do that the old school way.
Yep, I got it.
Hmm.
Yep.
You got the email? Okay, cool. And then, yeah, that has all the information. So they should be reaching out within like, I would usually say 7 business days or 7 days, but because of Christmas, I would say closer probably to 10, but, if you don't hear from them by like before the new year, basically by next Friday, if you don't hear from them, please do reach out to me on that 949 number and I can always ask for an update or transfer you over to them.
Okay.
But yeah, that is it for now. If you have any questions, you can either text me at that 949 number or call me, or you can email me. So yeah, my email and my direct 9. So either way, if you don't hear from them in about 10 days, please do give me a call back. And yeah, you have a wonderful day and I thank you so much for your time and yeah.
Thank you, Jeremy. Enjoy your Christmas.
Of course. You have a happy holidays, and thank you so much for your time. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.